As the leaves turn their bright oranges, reds and browns and the evening nights begin to cool, the hallowed eve creeps nearer, along with the return of one of Whistler's favorite traditions in Halloween at Tapley's Farm. The annual Tapley's Farm Halloween is one of the longest-running events in the resort, having started way back in 1983, and is now going on its 39th year, its second only to the Whistler Children's Festival, which held its first installment in June 1983. The Tapley's Farm neighborhood in Whistler K will once again be closed to automobile traffic from 4 p.m. onward on Monday, October 31, with trick-or-treating taking place until about 7:30. Residents in the neighborhood pull out all the stops to create a spooky, magical and welcoming atmosphere for children and families. Attendees can look forward to carved pumpkins, themed houses and great costumes. A fireworks display will kick off at 7:30 p.m. at the lower fields of Myrtle Phillip Community School. The show is sponsored by Nestor's Market and presented by the Whistler Firefighters Association. It's just a few hours of lots of fun, and we're excited that it's returning again because, of course, we had to close it off for just residents during the pandemic, said Shauna Hardy Michaud, one of the event's organizers. Every year, it just seamlessly comes together, and it's thanks to having a very engaged and generous community. It's really fun to do, and we're delighted to welcome everybody into our neighborhood. Due to limited parking in the neighborhood, a free park and spook shuttle, organized by Fast Park and provided by BC Transit and the Resort Municipality of Whistler, will run from the Marketplace parking lot to Tapley's Farm from 5:15 p.m. to 8:25 p.m. Parking in the Marketplace parking lot will be free from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., compliments of Marketplace merchants. Tapley's Farm residents ask people to bring donations, cash or food, to the food bank for their We Scare Hunger campaign. People can drop off food and cash donations at the entrance to Tapley's Farm. Last year, more than 1,000 people attended the festival, raising more than $1,100 in cash donations and 170 kilograms of food for the Whistler Food Bank. Collection boxes for candy donations will be set up at all of Whistler's schools, daycares and supermarkets in the lead-up to Halloween. People are encouraged to donate candy to help meet the enormous demand from trick-or-treaters in Tapley's Farm. Additional goodies will be provided by Nestor's, Fresh Street Market, the grocery store, your independent grocer, and Creekside Market. You can find more information about the event here.